The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Don't be dumb with your money. How about that? Jamie Blumenthal, Retire the Right Way is in the house. Also, are you a fine wine or a 7-Eleven special? We'll talk about that in a second. And excuses, excuses, you hear them every day. The devil will provide them. If from church, you'll stay away.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, you know that living thing? That's pretty good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We might be taking a small break from politics. Keep in mind, politics, poly meaning many, ticks, blood-sucking insects. So if you put those together, I think you get what's going on. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's for sure. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We got Jamie Blumenthal in the studio live. It's really hard to have you in the studio dead, so it's good that you're here live. Hi. You can say hi real fast.
Hi, David. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. We're going to do something really funny for 1 minute, and then we're going to go right into Jamie. Okay, you ready? All right. This is just, you just got to listen to this. This is called a pastoral search report. Hang on. This is from a church, but you'll get the joke as we go in. We do not have a happy report to give. We've been not been able to find a suitable candidate for this church, though we have a promising prospect. We do appreciate all suggestions from the church. The following is our confidential report on the present candidates. Adam, good man, but problems with his wife. Also, one reference told of how his wife and he enjoy walking nude in the woods. This is a report from a church about different pastors. Noah, former pastorate of 120 years with no converts, prone to unrealistic building projects. Abraham, that is so funny. Abraham, though the reference is a reported wife swapping, the fact seems to show he never slept with another man's wife, but did offer to share his own wife with someone else. Joseph, big thinker, but a braggart, believes in dream interpretation, and he also has a prison record. Moses, a modest and meek man, but poor communicator, even stuttering at times, sometimes blows his stack and acts irrationally. Some say he left an early church over a murder charge. David, the most promising leader of all, until we discovered he had an affair with his neighbor's wife. Now, I'm going to stop right there. All I wanted to do was give you the beginning of a pastoral search report. So we talked about Adam, Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and David. All six would have failed under a normal review. I think that's hysterical. Okay, in the studio with me. Becoming good friends, becoming connecting, and becoming aware that somebody that's gifted with wisdom and insights can be a tremendous blessing in a variety of areas in your life. Jamie Blumenthal in the studio. It's good to have you. Was it easier to get to the studio today than the last time?
Yes.
Okay.
Great to be here.
Last time was kind of – I was driving in. They closed off a whole freeway entrance. It was like you just never know. Yeah. You guys got it going. You're definitely close to California in that realm. Let's talk. We got some subjects that we want to get into. How you been since the last time we talked to you?
Great.
Things going great?
Yep.
Going good? Good.
Very good.
Good.
Staying busy.
Well, that's a good thing, right? I was going to ask you this before we get into our topics, and then I'm going to give you a chance to share a little story. But when they have these things going on, like Donald Trump's been talking about the China trade war, and then we got some things going on with Mexico, and then you got the stuff going on with Iran, which I'm not even sure anybody knows specifically what we're, you know, what we're getting into. Does that impact the market? And then depending on where a person's at, does that impact on the market potentially affect the safety of their funds?
Absolutely, yes. So good question. So we have a couple things going on around the globe. For example, Iran. Iran is intent on provoking us into a war, whether they attack the ships, the oil lanes, they want to try and block this, that. They're an agitator. So that definitely plays into the stock market. It's called headline risk, you know, what's going to be if oil prices go higher, what's going to be if we do go to war, you know, there's loss of life. So that plays into the stock market most definitely. The other is the trade war. Our refrigerator's $600 anymore, you know, so washer machines, automobiles, everything's affected by the trade. And our poor farmers in the Midwest, you know, they're hurting right now because of the floods they've incurred and the import and the export conundrum, if you will. Things are going to cost more for us to bring food to the table. Bring your automobile to drive. You know, your refrigerator that was, say, not too many years ago, you know, $600, $700, $800. You could be hard pressed to find a refrigerator for under $2,000 today, or $3,000. You know, for a refrigerator. So everything is getting more expensive, and the dollar is becoming less valuable through what we call inflation or deflation. So that dollar doesn't buy what it used to, you know, 10 years ago. So.
Right.
As an example, if you had $1,000 10 years ago, and that was only adjusted for a modest 4% inflation rate, that dollar today has a value of $640. You know, it doesn't buy $1,000 worth of goods and services. So you've got to have your money earn and grow at two times what the 4% inflation rate is. So you got to get a 7 or 8% return on your money so the money will grow instead of sinking like quicksand.
So that's your target. When you're doing strategy with somebody, I'm saying from your point of view, as you sit down with them, you're thinking, all right, we got to get them to this point, like between this 7 and 9 kind of mentality in order to safeguard against what could happen and what seems to, seems to continually happen.
I mean,
it just
erosion.
Seems like it just happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, the money erodes away. And if, you know, if they're too safe to have it in the bank earning no interest, you know, they had a $10,000 CD in the bank and it earned, you know, 0.5%. And they turn around and 10 years later, that $10,000 is only worth $6,750.
Right.
Because it lost
its value.
Yeah. There's an inflation risk because it's not earning enough interest to keep ahead of the inflation.
So it's losing its buying power in essence.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. And people don't think about that. They don't think, oh, it's in the bank, it's safe. It's like at 0.5%.
Yeah.
Got a mattress? I mean, come on, right?
Exactly. You're losing about almost 1.95% a year lost to inflation and taxes.
Man alive. Okay, so this is why we bring this stuff up. Because what I don't want to happen is I don't want you people, as an audience, you hear stuff that's going on in the world and you think, and you start freaking out. And it's like, wait, there are plans that you can take. There are strategies that can be implemented. Now, it might not be your forte. That's what Jamie Blumenthal is here for, because it's his forte. That's what he does. That's what Retirement Strategies and Solutions is all about, implementing their strategies, right, to keep people in a good place so they don't get caught off guard and have useless money that's just that would be just as good in a mattress, right?
Exactly. So there are, you know, basically, let's keep it very simple. There's two types of expenses in our living lifestyle. So you have essential expenses, essential meaning food, clothing, and shelter.
Okay.
You've got to have those to have a roof over your head, a place to live and sleep, and a food to eat. And then on top of those fixed essential expenses, there is maybe what is called optional lifestyle expenses. Do you want to have an automobile or a mode of transportation versus taking the bus or public transportation? Do you want to go on a vacation? That costs money. Do you want to eat out at restaurants or go to a movie? You know, a movie's not $3.25
That's
anymore.
For sure.
They're $15 a seat. I mean, so, you know, it costs, you know, X dollars to go out to a movie. It's going to cost you, you know, 30 or 40 bucks with popcorn.
Right, exactly. That's an excellent, excellent. And then, of course, there's people who've got Netflix, Hulu, and Prime, and cable. And, like, yeah, it's like, okay. So that's not a necessary expense. In fact, that's a completely unnecessary expense,
exactly.
Isn't it? All right. That's important to know. All right. So a couple things I want to take. So I want to make sure everybody has these contact points because nothing's more important than you hearing Jamie and then saying, wait, this guy, he knows what he's talking about. I got to make this connection. So two things I want to get to you right away. RetireTheRightWay.com. Now, I just don't think that's a hard URL. I think that's pretty straightforward, pretty easy, actually. Good job.
Absolutely.
On your part.
Thank you.
RetireTheRightWay.com, okay, as opposed to doing something either dumb or retiring the wrong way. RetireTheRightWay.com. Their phone number, 800-287-1667 or 800-287-1667. However you like it. Some people like it like 1667.
Plan right, retire right, retire the right way.
The right way. So this is your opportunity to recognize you can contact Jamie and have a one-on-one. He's not going to have you he's not going to pull the veins out of your body and then pull out your heart and throw it on the ground and then use a hammer and go bam, 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 bam. He's going to just talk to you about where you're at.
And create a consultative approach to a solution. Very simple.
Yeah, and you need a strategy at this point because of the way things are. Strategies are just good. I mean, look at the enemy's using strategies against people all the time, so to speak. We need to have strategies to do what we can in a world that's trying to kind of just like destroy people on a regular basis.
You know, there's a saying that you don't plan to fail. Of course not. People just fail to plan.
Right.
They don't plan to fail. They just fail to make a plan, and follow that plan will get you to success.
And that's what creates problems for you, just doing – especially doing nothing. It's like, yeah. You got to be kidding. Nothing. That's not the answer. That's
the definition of insanity, yeah, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
You got to do something. All right. 800-287-1667. We're going to take a short break, then come back a little bit more. I got some specifics I want to ask Jamie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turn. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay, let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon Media on Facebook, website davidspoonmedia.com, and then email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Couple things to tell you. We got Jamie Blumenthal in the studio. And so I've had actually people ask me, and I want to make sure you understand what's going on. I explain as much as I can, the best I can. So people will say, well, you know, Jamie is a sponsor of your show, Dave. Why do you have him in the studio? And I think that's a fair question. I have zero problem people asking that. So there's three reasons that I do this. One, I don't believe in my mind and heart you would ever trust somebody to give you direction in your finances unless you got a chance to know them. It just seems kind of goofy to go A, B, C, D, E, F, I pick this one. It's like you want to get to know the person. That's the first thing. The second thing is that he's sponsoring the show. So when I have that opportunity to teach, and I'm going to be teaching on something that's kind of, I think it's really important. It has to do whether you see yourself as a fine wine or a 7-Eleven special. And then also we're going to talk about excuses. He provides me that opportunity by being a sponsor. And then the third thing, and the thing that I don't talk about a lot, is the divine appointment thing. And that is somebody there needs this, and the Lord wants them to have it. So not every segment, I have to confess, I know it's amazing to do this. You shouldn't do this on media. But not every segment is for every person, every moment of every day. Because believe it or not, the universe is not about you. What? No, it's about him. And what he wants and what the Lord desires and then everything else. That's not that hard. Come on. All right. Okay. So just because I want to have a little fun with it, though, Jamie has a joke.
Okay.
Is it going to set up or what?
That's great.
Okay.
Well, this is a story about two golfers. They're senior citizens. They've been schoolhood friends for all their life. They grew up in the same neighborhood. They got married, had full families, children. Now they're both widowed at age 75. And this is a story about Nick and Sam. So Nick is still healthy, living at home, age 75. His best friend, Sam, just got placed in a nursing home. So Nick calls up Sam and he says, Sam, it's 75 degrees. Why don't I pick you up and we go out to the golf course and knock some balls around, ride around in a golf cart, you know, cut up with some jokes. He's great. So in the first tee box, Nick cracks one off the tee and he said, Sam, when I hit this ball, my eyesight's not so good anymore. So when I hit it, can you follow it and tell me where it goes? He says, yeah, Nick, no problem. So Nick cracks the ball. It's, man, 150, 175 yards. He's all excited. He says, Sam, did you see where my ball went? He says, yeah, Nick, I saw it. He said, Sam, where'd it go? He says, Nick, I can't remember.
All right. Wait, did somebody just tell you that? That's a fresh one. I can tell. All right. Let's get into this. I know you know somebody's going to call up and go, hey, guys, stick to radio.
And short-term memory loss.
Yeah, short-term memory loss. All right. Let's talk about something that is important. Two things I do want to make sure that everybody keeps at the top. The number one thing here, don't forget, retiretherightway.com. That's their website. And if at any point you like go, blah, 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 I can't remember, blah, blah, I have a link on my website so you can always get there. Plus, we always have these podcasts so you can always replay it. Do whatever. I mean, we're here to help. That's part of our thing. Let's talk about this. So this is something you wrote in your book. People don't know you wrote a book. You wrote a book.
Absolutely.
Did it take you a long time?
Yes, about 30 years of experience and 1 year of discipline to sit down.
Oh, I see. So it took 30 years to write. Would you go like the 3 pages a year?
Kind and of 1 year to execute.
That's funny. All right. 6 factors impacting your retirement. First one I find the most fascinating in the context of it's a changing element. And here are 6 factors impacting your retirement. The first one's called longevity. What does that mean?
Longevity means that the anticipated lifespan of somebody used to be 55 or 60, and people grew up. He said, man, I'm never, my hard life and all I've lived through and the danger I've taken, and I'll never make it to 65. Well, be a believer that you'll probably live in excess of age 90. So today, the IRS, the minimum required distribution table codes, called the uniform table, they've pegged people to live to 97.4 years of age. So this brings into play, if you can work for 30 years and you work from age 30 to 60 or 65, how are you going to support yourself in your retirement years after work from age 65 to age 90? You know, what are the sources of income that you're going to be able to carry and pay your essential living expenses so you can live a comfortable life and, you know, have freedom and perspective to do what you want to do when you want to do it?
Yeah, if somebody would have said to me, okay, you're going to make this amount of money between 30 and 60, and you're going to live to 90. So, by the way, that 30 to 60 has got to cover your 60 to 90.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I'd have been one of those people that said, who wants to go to Mars? Me, I'll go. Because I don't know how that would even – I mean, how does that work?
Yeah,
right?
So it's a retirement chat that we need to sit down and deal with risk versus realities. People are living in this dream world that money grows on trees and I'm never going to get old. And, you know, all of a sudden we wake up and we're 55 or we're 59 years old and we're saying, gosh, I better do something about my retirement. It's the red zone. You're like panic. You know, what am I going to do? I got 5 years to put together a retirement plan. Well, we can help you.
Yeah. You know, I liked you right up until you said you get old at 55 and 59.
What?
Right?
55?
55?
Getting older.
Okay.
Maturing like a good wine.
I just want to say, yeah, right, because that's the DDD we're going to do in a little bit. I just want to say that the other day when I hit my 57 and a half point, it was nice of everybody in the universe to remind me, oh, you're closer to 60 than 55, huh? Like, that's just so nice. You know what? Thank you. Thank you.
It's like you're never going to be healthier and younger than you are today.
Wow. All right. Number two, you kind of covered number two. That's inflation. And that, I mean, is there a summary statement on inflation? It's just the cost of life and goods increasing? Is that pretty much how you would say it?
Yeah. Everything costs more, like a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk. You know, back in 1960, what was a Chevrolet Impala? What did it cost? You know? So it was $2,000 or $1,800, maybe a Mustang when it came out was $2,600. What is that car selling for today? The Impala or the Mustang?
$36,000.
Yeah.
Oh, if not 40, if not 45, if it's a Shelby, it's 60.
So
unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, what was the cost of your first home? You know, what was that? Was it $15,000? Was it $40,000? Was it $70,000? And what's that house selling for today? So everything goes up in price. Materials cost more to put into goods and services. So nothing gets cheaper, except maybe technology. But everything else goes up in price. Look at the refrigerators. Look at the kitchen sink, you know, so forth.
Okay. Taxes. You're not going to change that. That's even though everybody, because it's going down, it's going up, it's going, never ending.
Well, what you can do is control your taxes that leak through your tax return. So tax deferral is key to you being in control and when you pay your taxes versus the IRS forcing you to pay taxes.
See, that's strategy right
there.
That's
strategy
right there. All right, now these other three we're going to have to buzz through just because of time, but it looks like, isn't this fun? Well, you and I can do this for hours. This is great fun. Healthcare. Now, we know that's just – I don't even know what to say about healthcare.
Healthcare is a very expensive cost.
Incredible.
Yeah. We're seeing maybe medical inflation rise at 20%. This year alone, between prescriptions and co-pays and cost sharing and taxes on your health insurance. If you're a senior, you're paying a 3.4% Medicare tax. So Medicare used to be cheap. Now it's a lot more expensive because all these cost sharing and taxes on it.
Wow. It's just kind of like never.
It never ends.
Yeah, unbelievable. Asset allocation.
Yep. So asset allocation means you must be diversified. You have to have not too much in risk, not too much in safe, kind of a blend between the
right.
two. And diversification is always better than having all your eggs in one basket.
So you need to have a diverse portfolio kind of mentality.
Absolutely.
All right. Then the last one is the annual return on those assets, which is what you're making from them?
Yeah. So the annual return is what did you really make over the course of last year, say 2018? Well, the market was booming until the stock market crashed, and I didn't make any money last year.
Right.
I ended up losing 20%.
Right. Excellent point. That's an excellent point. We could talk for hours. That's the problem, is I could talk with them forever. Because I have a little financial in my background, and I love this stuff.
So we have a strategy where you can lock in your gains and never lose them once they lock in. You get to keep your principal plus your accumulated interest, and when the market goes down, you don't go down.
Safe money. Get that? Don't be a dummy with your money. I mean, but that's a good one from my point of view. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. The biggest thing out of this whole thing, retiretherightway.com. And what I want you to do is just get in touch with James. Talk to him. It's free. You get a book. We're going to be giving some of his books away next week and the week after. It's free, and you can talk to him, and you can get an idea, an assessment of where you're at, right?
Yes, absolutely. Come into the office. We'll give you a one-hour no-cost consultation, kind of discuss where you're at, where you want to go, how we can put together some goals and objectives and get you there, connect the dots.
Perfect. Excellent job. You're doing an excellent job.
All right.
Really.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back and we're talking about 7-Eleven. I don't know. You have to get there. Bye.